Good morning. I thought today that we could talk about anxiety and panic and fear. Seem to be going around lately. I thought we just might take them up for today and have a discussion on them. But as always, remember that there is nobody here. It just seems as if there is. You're not the body. You are not the mind. Nor anything visible. You're not in a world of separate human beings, and there is no person here to be speaking or listening. So watch a breath come in. No effort. And watch as it releases outward without effort. And rest there. So, I'm pretty sure that we have all at one time or another felt the sensation of anxiety. Or felt the sensation of panic or fear. So, first, let's establish what anxiety and panic and fear are. Okay? They are feelings and emotions, and they are sensations brought about by mind. They are not real. And yes, I do agree that they do feel real at times. But then remember, dreams and nightmares can feel like they are real too. So it is just that dreams can never be real. No matter how real they might seem, no matter how real they might feel, no matter what I have been taught or conditioned to understand previously, what is not real and cannot become real. Okay. And to let's take also that this one truth, this one deep understanding is that where your attention is, that's where the energy flows. Say that again. Where your attention is, there the energy flows. So, like when you're watching a movie and become very engrossed in the story. In the plot. You become almost a part of that story. You feel like you're right there, feeling what the actors are feeling. You're feeling the sorrow, you're feeling the joy. Okay. So how many of us have cried at a movie because we were so involved with the story? We were so involved with the feelings. Or perhaps you're watching a ball game. How excited. Why? Because you're caught up in the sensations. You're caught up in that attention being totally focused. So you're experiencing the sensation of joy and fun, okay? And also perhaps even the feelings of disappointment in this ball game. Or perhaps even a bit of anxiety if the thought rises that that player might not catch that ball. All of these sensations are right there because that is where the attention is. That's where the focus is. And then mind begins the stories. It's like mind has your attention. The mind is going to create a story. So let's take another example. Now remember, the feelings, the emotions, these sensations of anxiety or panic or fear, they're not a reality. They are not real. They are products of mind. Okay. So keep that in mind as we take up this next example. Okay. Suppose that you had to go in for some health tests. Okay. And you're told it's going to be a few days before you can get the results. So by that evening, with attention on what the results might be, the mind begins the stories of what might happen. Okay. What if I need surgery? What if whatever it might be is inoperable? Oh, what if it's life-threatening? Oh my goodness. Who will look after things if I have to go in hospital? What am I going to do? I don't have anybody to look after. A house. Oh, what will I do with my pet? What if I need help afterwards? How can I handle that? Oh, well, at the moment, I'm not feeling much pain. It should be okay. Oh, wait. My stomach feels upset. I wonder what that could be. Perhaps I will die. And on and on and on the mind goes. round and round. With each thought that is believed, the anxiety or panic or fear become more and more consuming. Now remember, your attention, your focus is fully on the story the mind is generating. So when it feels like it's more and more powerful, more and more intense, more and more consuming, the fear, the panic, the anxiety, it can feel like you're falling deeper into a hole and you can't get back out of it. So the fear again becomes more intense. And the reason feels like falling into that hole, or the reason it feels like you can't get back out, is because now your attention is fixated on the mind thoughts and the stories. You have taken up the thoughts of the mind and are now accepting them as being truth, as being real. So there might even be feelings now of being drained or being exhausted, just with the sheer weight of accepting whatever it is the mind is saying. Then comes the idea, oh, the suffering I am having to go through with this waiting. Now, where is the anxiety or panic or fear or suffering? Where is it? The panic sensation, fearful sensation. Where is it? Is only in the mind. Only in an idea that the mind is proposing. Can you see that? Where was the fear before the mind generated a story? Where was the suffering before you accepted a thought? Where was the anxiety before you embraced the sensation and the story? Where was it? Nowhere. It's not real. Do you recognize that you cannot have a sensation of suffering without accepting a thought idea of suffering? That you cannot have the sensation of panic without accepting a thought idea about being in a panic. Can you see that there is no fear until you accept the idea and the story the mind is saying? Where does fear come from? Nowhere. It's a mind idea. It's a mind generation. That which is not real can never become real. So we have the sensation of anxiety. We have the sensation of panic or fear. Okay? So what do we know about feelings? What do we know about thoughts? We know thoughts are not power. We know thoughts have no substance. We know thoughts have no laws. We know that thoughts just rise to our awareness. It is up to us to see the fallacy. It is up to us to recognize the nothingness of it and not give over our freedom to mind and thinking. So think about that. Where was anxiety, panic, and fear, and suffering in the story? It was in the story, but they're only words to try to point to a sensation, okay? A feeling of fearfulness. That's an attempt to point to a specific kind of feeling. And what do we know about feelings? They come and go until we turn our attention onto it, and then it stays in the light of our attention. And the mind begins the stories. When you ponder on that, you're going to find that's exactly how the sequence of suffering goes. Feeling, sensation, mind engages story, 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 sensation, sensation, sensation. And then we say, I am suffering. Or I am in anxiety. Or I am afraid. But it is up to you to stop, take a breath, and look. Look deeply. Look with the light of love. Look closely and see that the claim you are making of being in anxiety or being in fear is a false claim. It is just like the claim of being a body, a person, an ethnic group, a gender group. That is a false claim. You are not a gender. You are not a person. Claim being born on such and such a day and such and such a year, that's a false claim. You that is unborn and formless. So recognize, and not just recognizing it in the mind and saying, oh yeah, that sounds good. I'm going to really get on that one. No. Take this to the heart. Take this to the light of your own presence. And ask, why is there no anxiety? Why is there no fear? Why is panic not real? And why is suffering a false claim? Why? Take it into deep contemplation. Why is there no anxiety? When you take your deep breath, and do that now, let's do that now. Take a nice deep breath. And just release and let go. Forget what we're speaking of. Forget thoughts. Just let them go. Just settle down with the breath into a deep quietness. No matter what sounds rise up, no matter what thoughts rise up, it's just letting go with a breath. Into the stillness. Into the silence. Into the quietness beyond mind. still. Rest in that breath, just coming and going. What do you find there? Or better still, what don't you find there? In that place of stillness, do you find panic? Do you find anxiety? Do you find fear in that stillness? In the quiet? No. Because it doesn't exist. That stillness, that quiet, that is existence. That is life. The ideas of mind, the stories of mind are not truth, are not real, and have no reality to them at all. So anxiety, panic, and fear, they are not real. They are sensations, and then mind creates stories to go along with the sensations. The thoughts you believe and accept, they're not real. The thoughts that you so wholeheartedly embrace about being who you are not real thoughts. They're not real. They're just rising up to awareness and drifting back down. If you want to reach out and pick one up and say, well, this is real and I'm going to live with this, there's nothing to stop you. Thinking that you think you are doing, you are not doing. So here it comes. You are not the thinker, and you are not the doer. Thoughts rise up. You become aware of the thoughts that have risen. Okay? There, you are witnessing the thoughts, but you are not thinking the thoughts because there is no one present to be a thinker. So you are not the thinker. You are the awareness of thoughts. And there would be no thoughts unless awareness was present to witness them. So the stream of thoughts, the movement of thoughts and consciousness, drifting through, going by, that is only awareness, not thinking. So you're not the thinker. recognize that feelings of suffering rise from the belief that you are the thinker and that you are the doer. I am the one suffering. You're doing that. You're doing the suffering. I am the one thinking. No. You are neither. You remain as the witness to a happening that is called thinking and doing. Only the real is, and the real is the pure conscious awareness that you are. Recognize that which is not real is without power. So suffering will always come from the belief in the idea that you are a body mind until you drop that concept. And until that takes place, you're going to continue to seek for something to fix the feeling, the sensation of suffering. So again, suffering will always come from the belief in the idea that you are body mind. Until you drop that concept, you will be seeking for something to fix the feeling of suffering. So that belief can only last as long as you insist. I am a body, I am a thinker and a doer, and I am on my way to finding and being my true self. You already are this true self. You're not going to find it by seeking. It's already a done deal. You're already it. Okay. So, we are not the body. Body is as an empty vessel, and there is no body here. Yes, it appears to be so, but it isn't. You're not the mind and you're the thoughts. They are witnessed but they are not the truth to be believed. You are not any object that can be heard or touched or seen or tasted nor smelled. You are not the object of feelings or emotions. You are not any object of any kind that the five senses, nor even the sixth sense, can report. You are not anything that can be described nor reported upon. You are beyond anything the mind can concoct, anything the mind can throw out as thoughts, feelings, and sensations. You are beyond that, and you are beyond that right now. Not tomorrow, not in 1 minute from now, but now. Now. In this play of life, we experience either the awareness and understanding of I am, or we experience the idea of being a body living in separation from our pure self. And we choose which it's going to be by what we give our attention to. All the feelings and emotions and sensations are just happening. But there is no person here to be having the feelings, the emotions, and the sensations. Yes, we can still pay attention to them, but they are just happening, and they're happening to no one. You are not person. Okay. So let's take a breath. And rest back in the realization that the only control you will ever have is to where your attention goes. And it can go to the fantasy of being a separate person, of being in different states of emotions, Or it can go to the truth that I already am the presence of peace, of serenity, happiness, and joy unconditionally. Every time you feel a temptation, you have that choice. Your power is your attention. You choose how to use it. So comments. Thoughts, ideas. So I hope that's quite clear for you. So, take a breath. And just rest back in that stillness. So if we have no comments or any discussion to go on, I guess we will call this one finished for today.
Thank you, Mary. That was very helpful.
Thank you. So let us pray. Most beloved self, I rest in the truth that is my being. I rejoice in the truth that is myself. I am content in my freedom from thinking and doing. I glorify the presence in peace, love, and realization. O beloved, I am lifted up in contentment of stillness. Amen. Om Namaste.